Trump, conservatives cry foul as Nevada Senate rushes vote by mail through chamber. By Kyle Morris on August 3, 2020. The Nevada Senate approved a bill Sunday to implement a majority mail-in election in November. In their argument, Senate Democrats asserted that the measure, Assembly Bill 4, was needed due to concerns over the coronavirus, citing long lines at the polls and close contact with others. The measure, which was passed with a 13-8 vote, was not supported by any of the Republican members. The truth is this bill only allows more Nevadans to participate safely in our general election in Nevada, said Senator Dallas Harris, D, of Las Vegas. President Donald Trump weighed in on the decision in a Monday morning tweet, saying Democrats were using COVID to steal the state. In an illegal late-night coup, Nevada's clubhouse governor made it impossible for Republicans to win the state, Trump wrote. Post office could never handle the traffic of mail-in votes without preparation. Using COVID to steal the state. See you in court. True the Vote founder Katherine Engelbrecht also weighed in on the controversial bill and questioned the precedent which had been set for other states. I am deeply concerned by the precedent the Nevada Assembly has set for permanent universal vote by mail with the passage of AB 4. When this issue first arose at the very outset of the uncertainty surrounding the global pandemic, politicos assured those concerned with the election integrity that expanded vote by mail would only impact the primary. Fast forward a few months and our worst fears have been confirmed. They are seeking to implement universal vote by mail for the general election too. Those who think this is only a temporary change to address the risks surrounding COVID are sorely mistaken. This is a step that the extreme left has fought to enact for years, and most assuredly will try to expand it to future elections, making it a permanent fixture of Nevada election law in the long term, the same thing they are fighting for in states all over the country. While advocates of universal vote by mail claim that it will bring an end to voter disenfranchisement, nothing could be farther from the truth, Engelbrecht added. Vote by mail, beyond limited absentee voting, in fact further disenfranchises minorities who tend to move much more often than the general population and whose addresses are rarely kept up to date on the voter rolls. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.